ToneTutor 201 Refresher Course. This refresher course contains all of the hymns from the ToneTutor 201 course, sung in four-part harmony. The melodies are arranged in the order in which they were covered, with one track for each prosomion. You can use it as a quick refresher course, for further study of how the prosomia may be sung in church, or to study a voice part other than the melody. The hymns for each melody will be sung in the following order, without introduction: the refrain melody and automelon, then It Is Truly Meet to the prosomion, followed by three stichira sung to the prosomion, with verses sung to the refrain melody. Tone 1, Automelon, Joy of the Ranks of Heaven.
Both now and ever and unto the ages of ages, Amen. Joy of the ranks of heaven, and mighty intercessor for man on earth, art thou, O pure Virgin. Save us who flee unto thee, for on thee, after God, have we set our hope. O Theotokos.
Tone 1, Prosomion, Joy of the Ranks of Heaven.
It is truly meet to bless thee, the Theotokos, ever blessed and most blameless and mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and beyond compare more glorious than the seraphim, who without corruption gavest birth to God the Word, the very Theotokos thee do we magnify.
I shall commemorate thy name
in every generation and generation. All glorious art thou among generations and generations, O Virgin Mother and Maiden, Mary Theotokos, intercession for the world, who gavest birth in the flesh to the Son of the unoriginate Father, who is in truth equally everlasting with the Spirit. Him do thou entreat that we be saved.
Hearken, O daughter, and see,
and incline thine ear. Beset by desperate tribulations, yet possessed of thine intercession alone, O pure Virgin, we cry out in thanksgiving. Save us, O most holy Bride of God, for thou art the refuge of the world and the help of our race.
The rich among the people
shall entreat thy countenance. The world was renewed at thy birth giving, O Maiden Theotokos, the salvation of the faithful, and ever vigilant intercessor for those who piously entreat thee. O all pure one, cease thou never to pray earnestly in behalf of all who